Are there any other questions from board members for staff or for or specifically Ms. Bensinger before we begin deliberations? Okay, I believe I hear none, so I believe we are ready for deliberations. And we have two questions before us at this point based on the presentations and submissions. Number one, does the board want to hold the adjudicatory hearing? In other words, an evidentiary hearing with witnesses and cross-examination on Nordic TRI. If the board votes yes on this question, we stop there. If not, if the answer to question one is no, we go to the second question. Does the board find that Nordic has failed to demonstrate sufficient TRI to warrant processing of the applications, and therefore the board grants the motions and returns the application? Or alternatively, does the board find that Nordic has demonstrated sufficient TRI to allow the applications to be processed, and therefore the motions are denied? So that's where we are at the moment. So I believe we're ready for board deliberations. Is everyone prepared, or is anyone not prepared for board deliberations at this moment? Then I believe we can. Go ahead.
Jump back to a couple of comments. First of all, regarding this first aid article, I spent half of my life working around surveyors, and I know that when you get down to colonial law and boundaries on the ocean, it becomes a very complex issue. It's not an issue that I think this board has the expertise to deal with. I think the court is dealing with it appropriately, and I think the court should remain. That's all.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Safford, Mr. Pelletier, either of you have any thing you would like to add because we just deliberate? And this would be on question one. Does the board want to hold an actual adjudicatory hearing?
This is Steve Pelletier. I'm very much in line with what Jim's comment is. This is there's a lot of back and forth here, quite a bit of, it's a number of pages that we've gone through. I'm not comfortable trying to make a determination, even if we did go to adjudication hearing, that, where we would go with that from there. So,
okay.
I'm agreeing with Jim that it should be with the courts.
All right, and any other deliberation? I have a couple of my own thoughts I'd like to share, but I'd like to go with Mr. Sanford if you have anything.
This is Rob Sanford. I am feeling the same as Steve and Jim.
Okay, I will make that universal because I'm also feeling the same way on question one. And I guess spell it out a little bit. I think we start out with where the department came down and saying the application was complete for processing. I think that a lot of that is based on the common law presumption of ownership of land, of the colonial methods that we were talking about. There's also the department rule that determines that where the land actually is when it comes to the intertidal zone. So you have all those that have to be overcome in order to say that TRI was not satisfied. And the only arguments presented that really try to overcome that are twofold. One is that the arguments over deeds and surveys, which we all agree is a matter of the courts, not the board. And the only other argument being made is that the easements being granted didn't include the low water mark, which to me on the face doesn't really make sense if the proposal was to put a pipeline there. So I'm not really very comfortable with that argument either. So I believe we can go to a vote on whether or not to accept this, accept an adjudicatory hearing. And this will be by roll call. So I will first ask Mr. Parker, do you vote yes or no on holding an adjudicatory hearing?
Hold on. You need a motion?
Ah, there is that.
I will make a motion that we hold a roll call vote on whether the board chooses to vote the adjudicatory hearing.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. Are you making a motion on whether the board should have an adjudicatory hearing? Yes, or you should make it either.
I'm making a motion that we go to a board vote to determine whether we hold the adjudicatory hearing or not, and put that vote by voice on the phone.
Okay, a board member should make a motion, and the motion should either be, I move to grant the request to hold an adjudicatory hearing, or I move to deny the request to hold an adjudicatory hearing.
Let me change that to say that I move to deny the adjudicatory hearing.
Can I repeat it, Tim? You're not coming in very clear.
I move that we deny holding an adjudicatory hearing.
Thank you.
Is there a second?
I'll second that. Speak.
Okay, the move to deny an adjudicatory hearing has been moved and seconded. Any further discussion before we proceed to a vote? Hearing none, we'll do this by roll call. I'll ask Mr. Parker.
Yes.
Mr. Sanford.
Yes.
Mr. Pelletier.
Yes.
And Presiding Officer Duchesne also votes yes to deny the adjudicatory hearing motion. I believe that takes us to question two. If the answer to question one is no, we go to the second question on whether to grant or deny the motion to dismiss, in other words, to return without deciding the applications.
I move we deny, this is Jim Parker again, I move we deny the motion to withdraw the application.
To return the application, yes. And is there a second?
I'll do a second on that, please.
We have a motion and a second to deny the motion to return the application. Is there further discussion? Hearing no further discussion, we can go to a roll call, and I'll call on Mr. Parker.
Yes.
Mr. Sanford?
Yes.
Mr. Pelletier?
Yes.
And the presiding officer votes yes as well. Okay, Cindy, can you remind me where we are now in terms of...
Yes, Cindy Bertacci speaking. That now concludes this agenda item, and the persons who don't want to continue can sign off at this point. The board has got two...